Tapa kagil?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's why I recognize it. She came from the wild.
Really crazy cat.
That's the way she also shows that from Tapa kagil.
Crazy cat will recognize that.
I see, because she knows me.
She came to stay with you and to give you lots of kittens.
Oh yes, she gave already. Last year. So when I was Kangxi, Jeje turned some more than Jeje. Oh, it's finished. Kangxi, ne, Jeje, Langxi, Song, the day, Gong, Legi, Danger, Kangxi, Yavi, Tembe, Turn, Bashi, Jeje, Wang, Luchin. So, Baba, Naming, maybe. Tamji, Langzer Demba, yes. Now the fourth one. Tei Gondel get dangerous. Tei Gondel means Ka Tei. It refers to Tei means of that. Of that means of the. Of the means of the Buddha's teaching, Buddha's word. Tei Gondel get dangerous. The danger. The danger, the Shastra, the treatise, which is the commentary on that. Kangshik means that which is Jave Tembe. Jalwe teme tuyom bashik jubi ondo chede. Tsombapo nam yeng mebe yi jingi kaya tuyom shi jing. Rivu tarpa tube lamna jisu tembe lekshe. Nam ta teyang changsong ji. Lekshe nam ta teyang, it says that. Teyi gongdil ki tenju kangshis. That which is the shastra or treaty which explain the thought or the which is the commentary of that of the speech of the Buddha, of the word of the Buddha. Which is the and which accords Jevu Tharva Tabilan Lekshe Namda Teyang, which explain the Buddha's teaching and Javet. Yalwe tembe tuyom bashik jubi wangdu chede tenche and kangshik yalwe tembe tuyom bashik jubi wangdu chede means here according to tuyom bashik means the only the subject matter, the content taught by the victor wangdu chede and tsombapo and the writer, the composer also, the writer also. The writer, Namjing may be Yichinchi. Namjing may be Yichinchi by the writer without, with the mind which is not being distracted. Which is not being distracted. Namjing may be means without distraction. Yichinchi. Without distraction, that means. Kaya Tuanam Shiaching. And explain the meaning of the word of the Buddha. And Rivu Tarbatubi, and then Rivu Tarbatubi Lamda Jesu Tumba. And Tumbe. And Tarba tobe lamdang jesu tumbe, and which accords with the path of liberation, with the path that leads to the attainment of liberation, of fruit, which is fruit, tumbe lekshe, means the lekshe. Lekshe namda tayang. So now we have to go, not only that, now it said that, not only that, also the lekshe, we have to connect. Also the word of wisdom, then we have to go back. The word of wisdom, which accords with the path to attain liberation, the path for the attainment of liberation, which is a fruit. No. Danger, the Gongdil ki tenche, the shastra of the treaty, the shastra, the treaty of the commentary on Buddha's word, which is composed by the writer, by the composer, without being distracted, the mind, and based on the meaning of the subject matter taught by the victor, and also the lecture, the word of wisdom which accords with the path of liberation, which is fruit, should be adopted. Should be adopted and should be received by head, that means should be received by the crown of the head as the Kashinto, means as the teaching of the Buddha, the great sages, the sages. Here two things are shown. Lekshe number thakwa, the tenche which is composed by the writer whose mind is not distracted and based on the content what the victor or the Buddha taught, and the lekshe which accords with the path to liberations should also be adopted by head, by crown of the head, means with the great respect. Shintu means like. Here again is Shintu, not to Shintu. Shakyu Shina Shintashabjutu. Shintu, like the teaching of the Buddha, the sage. Yijinki? Yeah. Kaya Thuanam. Not difficult. Kaya Thuanam is the meaning of the word. The meaning of the word of the Buddha. The meaning of the order of the Buddha, that means. Well explained, that means Nam Yimi Yijinki Thuanam Shaching. Well explained the meaning of the Buddha's word by the writer whose mind is not distracted, and not only that, he based on this, on the Buddha's teachings, on the meaning, what is taught by the Buddha, the victor. So that all refers to tenche, this kind of tenche, and beside the tenche, any word of wisdom, lekshe, you know, lekshe means subhashita, any word of wisdom which brings on the path of liberation should be adopted. Not only Buddha's word. First one is saying that which accords with according Buddha's word. And then second one is saying lecture, any word of wisdom which brings liberation, which brings one on the path of liberation. Liberation is fruit here. Which brings one on the path of liberation should be adopted. Even it is not real word of the Buddha, but it should be adopted with the great respect, like the word of the Buddha. Yave sangji ji kashindu langwar chade yuzen tsungbe chiro. Yuzen tsungbe chiro. Because, langwar chade, because why? Because reason is the same here. It says the same reason it has. Langwar is to adopt. Langwar cha means should be adopted. Chi means by the head, by crown. This is Tibetan expression. Tibetan on Sanskrit also, I think. Sanskrit expression also. To receive by head. When they receive something from some high person, some high lamas or some great men, then they always receive two hands like this. Head is bowing down, then they receive like that. You know. That's the Indian and Tibetan system. Customs, you know. In Europe, you just receive like that, you know. Like this. Just receive like that. But in Tibet and in India, they receive like this. Almost they carry on the head the things you are given. Whether it's prize or anything. They're just custom, sign of respect. The respect is also just, it's depend on the custom of the country. Mm. different country have their own different. For example, if you kiss the Pope's hand, you know, like, which is a sign of great respect, but for Tibet it is not respect, you know, because the customs are different. So it means Chiwe Langwar Chate means should be received with a great respect, should be adopted with a great respect, faith and respect, that means. Chiwe Langwar Chate, Yusen Tsungbechir, because Yusen Tsungbechir, because it has also had the same reason, that means. The reason is the same. Reason is same is because although it is not spoken by the Buddha, but it accords Buddha's teaching, and it brings liberation, or it brings one on the path of liberation. So therefore, that's the reason. Ngabani. Ngabani kangshir ne jebar yorus ta. The fifth one kangshir ne is Gyawe kathang mangalwa tenpas. Gyawe kathang mangalwa tenpa. Then now it's the writer saying that what the work he has done here, the text he wrote, the Gyu Lama, is not against Buddha's teaching. It's not something that Malu Tinyi Chuan and Sushin Kunjin Kijin Shenmin. Tishi Changso Rani Kishan Dodi Kangi Temidu. Tusul chicks, they are Tamjul and never shall use. I see, this is not. Mingalwar Tenpar. Yave Katang Mangalwar Tenpar. The explanation, I see. Here the explanation is how it doesn't goes against the Buddha's teaching, how it accords with the Buddha's teaching, or indirectly, the composition that one makes should not be against Buddha's teaching. Just on the Kangishir, you say Kangishir, because Jawa Zobe Sanje Nile Chuk Chekebe is not Chu, it's Dengbo, Chatungbo Chesache, Chukebe, not Dharma. Chekebe means more wise. More learned. Yeah. Chadingbo Chesache. Chekebe means more learned. Jawa Dzogbe Sangji Ni Le. Jawa, the Victor, Dzogbe Sangji Ni Buddha. Le means then. Chekebe means more wiser or more learned. Kangsa means the person. Ngayang means anyone. Any person who is wiser and more learned. Then the Buddha, Jigden Ye Kham Dinam is on this world, Yubha Mayim Tem is, it doesn't exist. Any person who is wiser than Buddha doesn't exist on this earth, wiser and more learned than the Buddha, doesn't exist on this earth, on this world, in this world. Because the day is because, Sheja Jinye Be Tu Malu Patang, Jitawe Te Khona Ni, Chon Susindu Chinji Malawa Nabakun Mosnu Kimbi Shiniki Chenji. Because Sheja Chinji Betun Malu Patam. All the meaning of the Tun Malu, without except Maluba means without exception. Chinjiba means every, Tun means meaning. The meaning of the each and all meaning of all and Chinyebam, same here. The meaning of all the phenomena, Shija, Malupa, the meaning of all the phenomena, and Chitave Tekhonanyi, and Tekhonanyi, the darkness of Chitava, as it is. Means Chitava and Tekhonanyi is same meaning here. Chinyeba and Malupa is same here, meaning. Chitave Tekhonanyi is darkness or the ultimate truth. Chol name is, which is supreme, the supreme meaning of the supreme ultimate meaning, the supreme darkness of the ultimate meaning. Sul Shindu means properly, Chinji Malokbar means without mistaken, Namba Kun means from all aspects, Musum Du Kimbe means knowing directly, Ishi Niji, Namba Kun Musum Du Kimbe, Ishi Niji Chenji. is known by the Yishe awareness. Means that the awareness knows, the awareness, the awareness knows directly the awareness knows directly and all the aspect of the ultimate truth. Oh, sorry, it goes, should go in order. The awareness, the transcendental awareness or the jnana or the wisdom, which knows the meaning of all the phenomena and the meaning of the ultimate truth, directly, without mistaken, as it is. Then ki, then the ki brings some contradict statement. Sangye le jengi sheba mimba, but sangye le jenba means other than the Buddha, sheba mimba, no one knows. Only Buddha knows. That means the awareness of the Buddha knows chitava and chinyeba kemba, chinyeba, not anyone other than Buddha. You say other than Buddha. Other than the Buddha, generally, Shiva member. Teichir means, therefore, Tangsong Shimbo, Jawa Rangi Ji, Tangwa Dang Yebe, Tuen Namar Shabun, Dode Kangi Bate. Teichir means, because of this reason, Tangsong Shimbo, Jawa Rangi Ji, Tangwa Dang Yebe, Tuen Namar Shabun, Dode Kangi Bate is, Dode Kangi Bate we have to take first. Therefore, the sutras, Dode Kangi Bate, the sutras presented by the sutra which present, number shava, which present the meaning of Tangwa and Ngeva. Tangwa and Ngevetun. The meaning of Tangdun and Ngedun, which present the Tangdun and Ngedun. Tangdun is a means of liberation. Rinpoche says Tangdun means Tardukki Thunla Tangwe Thap Kanga Yinba Teni. Tangdun knows that which is a means to liberate to the ultimate meaning, to the ultimate truth, is called Tangdun. Tangwa means to liberate or to lead, or anything that teachings which lead the Dulja to the ultimate truth, or the meaning that any teachings which brings the realization and understanding and realization of the ultimate truth is called Changden. Perna, Rinpoche says that Korwa Dungal to Sungbate, Changden Tang, Dungal Kiawa member Sungbate Ngayden knows. For example, Buddha said that Korwa Dungal, Buddha says the samsara is sufferings. Samsara is full of suffering, and samsara itself is by nature sufferings. So this is a Changden. In order to liberate the beings from the samsara. So he says that samsara is full of suffering. All this nature of the samsara is suffering. Then, dungal kiwa meva sumbati ngayon. And then, after that he says that suffering is non-arising. Suffering doesn't arise from anywhere else because suffering doesn't exist. So that is the ngayon. First he teaches the tangden that suffering exists. Then he says the suffering doesn't exist. That's Ngedun. First, by teaching that samsara, nature of the samsara is being suffering, he makes the being turn their mind towards Dharma. Towards Dharma. Then after turning their mind towards Dharma, then he makes them to understand that what is the ultimate nature of the suffering, which is non-existence. So then it also says that when it's quite famous, I think, this shloka. As Buddha said that, I don't know whether Hinayana they say or not, but Mahayana always they say, when Buddha taught first time Four Noble Truths, that, oh, bhikkhus and gods and human beings, and the lesson and the suffering should be understood, although there's nothing to be understood. The two contradict sentences always he speaks in Buddha, you know. And the origination of the suffering should be given up, although there's nothing to be given up. And then path should be followed, although there's nothing to be followed. And cessation should be attained, although there's nothing to be attained. says two words together, you know. So the first one refers to the relative truth, and Tangden, and the second one refers to the absolute, Ngaiden. Yes, Tangden, Tangwa, the Ngaiden, number seven, Dodi Kangi, but Tangden and Ngaiden. So, therefore, Tangson, Taisir, because of, therefore, Tangson, Chimbo, Java, Rangi, Tangwa, the Ngaiden, number seven, Dodi Kangi, but the sutra which represent the sutra of the Tathagata, the great sages, which represent the Tangwa and Ngeba, Tangden and Ngeden. Kanyeba Tedala, Tangden and Ngeden, and Ngeden and Tangden to share Rangsu Mijuching, should not be Mijuching, should not be, now we have to jump at the last, Mijuching, should not be disorder. Or shouldn't be mixed. Should not be disorder. Tupa means, you know, to churn, literally to churn, you know, to disturb. Should not be reversed. Should not be. Should not. Pardon.
Confused.
Maybe should not be reversed, or maybe like reversed. Tangden as Ngaiden, Ngaiden as Tangden. You know.
Confused. Mixed up, change with each other.
Yeah, each other.
We shouldn't look at Ngaiden and think it's Tangden and
yeah.
Confused.
Yes. Tangden and Ngaiden, and Ngaiden and Tangden, she Rangsui Mijuching. I mean, one should not make by himself Tangden as Ngaiden, Ngaiden as Tangden. He should not disorder this. And Lokpar Shepar Mijade, another word is there again. Lokpar Shepar should not be misinterpreted, it should not explain it wrongly, wrong way. Tangden as Ngaiden, Ngaiden as Tangden. Mijate. Kalti chena. Because if one does like that, if one has done like this, then tuba zoba sangji ji thambi chu gisur shikbar gyuwe chir. Then the tuba zoba sangji ki thambi chu gisul, the system of the thambi chu gisul, chul means the way of the Dharma, of the way of the true Dharma, of the perfect Buddha, the Muni, will be shikbar gyuwe chir, will be what you call destroyed, or will be destroyed, yes, literally. Shikba means to destroy, you know. To destroy. Shikba Juvichar.
When it says
perished or pardon?
Line above number chapter Dode Kangin Padela, it means as explained, Tangden as explained in the sutra.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, as Buddha has the Tangden, the sutra,
the special one?
Yeah, the sutra, no, any sutra, that means. Yes, any sutra spoken by Buddha, any sutra by the Buddha which explain, which presents, which present the Tangden and Ngaiden, should not be mixed. Tangden as Ngaiden, Ngaiden as Tangden, Tangden and Ngaiden, Ngaiden and Tangden, no, she. Saying that Tangden, you know, saying that Tangden, is Ngaiden and Ngaiden is Tangden, like that. Mijuching means without being disturbed, without disturbing, without churning, means without mixing, and without mixing. And Lokpar Shepar Mijate should not misinterpret. Lokpar Shepar means you can say misinterpret. Kaldi Chen, if one does like this, then the way of the true Dharma of the Buddha, the perfect Buddha, the Muni, will be destroyed. Shikpa Gyuwe Chetang. Deyang Thambi Chue Len Nyeba Chepra Gyushin, Chupang Ve Nyeba Chepra Gyuro. Deyang Thambi Chue Len Chue Lani Nyeba Chepra Gyushin. And Deyang means, by this, Thambi Chue Lani to the true Dharma, Nyeba Chepra Gyushin will be harmed. Although it harms the true Dharma, it will harm true Dharma, if it would harm to the true Dharma, and Chupang Ve Nyeba Chimbo Gyuro. And there will be a great Nyeba means what you call a great Nyeba evil. That means the sin, not really sin, like sin, you know.
A stronger than mistake?
Nyeba recovers all the evil things, including the sins and etc. and non-virtue, you know, unwholesome. a great anhu. There will be a great anhu. Some nevasham. There will be a great. Pardon?
Giving up of the
Dharma. Yeah, but no. If you you sing, shubang we nevasham bujuro, and it will harm the true Dharma. So through harming the true Dharma, there will be then great fault of giving up the true Dharma. Yeah. To harm the true Dharma means, that means by harming the true Dharma, you will give up the true Dharma. And to give up the true Dharma is a great fault and a great sin or great evil things. Euros. Tubalasum, then the sixth one. Galvi nyeva tenbaos. If one does against the true Dharma, then what fault and what evil and what bad things would be there? It explained. Tubala, then six also now falls under three. Chirpong ngözongwa, the identification of the Dharma giving up of the Dharma. And what is Dharma? What is the giving up of the Dharma means? You know that explanation of that. And sami chue mi bong be ngeba. Sami chue mi bong be ngeba. Means that Sami Chö Mi Bong Wing Eba, the one who, the confirmation, Mi Bong Wing, who does not, who does not give up the, to perform the teaching, the perform Dharma, definitely, means, Nyeba means the confirmation of that, I think, who doesn't give up the true Dharma. Then, Chöpong Tsamele Chivar Tenbao. And the explanation of that, Chöpong Tsamele Chivar Tenbao. Chöpong Tenba, I think, I don't have to translate. All the Tenbas. Tenba to teach. The explanation in which it is mentioned that Chöpong Tsamele Chivar. How the Chöpong Le, giving up the true Dharma is more heavy than the limitless one. The limitless one, I forgot yesterday to ask Rinpoche. It has got two kind of different definitions.
You explained something about Badung, death and Badung?
Yes. No, that is different way he explains. Yeah. That was not with this word, I think.
It was Tam, you said Tam.
There are two, yes. Some also said that Samyapile, you know Samyapile, the limitless and the sin, great sin, the five sin, you know, killing father, killing mother, and Rajumba Seva, killing the Arahata, Buddha, you know, and harming the Buddha, and hostility towards Dharma, and then to create a discord among the Sanghas, Sangha, Bodhisattva Sanghas, as well as the Sanghas, according to Vinaya rules. Bodhisattva Sanghas, Rinpoche says that all people who are on the Mahayana path and who practice Dharma, they are also Sangha.
I thought you explained something about the limit, the border between death and Bhado.
I see. I think he said something. I don't think, not in this context. Samyapa, limitless, anyway. Chöpong Samyele Chivatambao. And how this Chöpong giving up the Dharma is more sinful than the Tsamepa, than Tsame Igle. Tangbolanyi, the first one has two parts. Jube, Jube, Ju, Pangwar, Dambata, Ju, Chudang, Chebe, Chöpong. Jube, Ju, Pangwar, Dambata. Jube, Ju is direct, indirect cause now here. direct cause and indirect cause. Normally, a direct cause is, for example, for the seed. The seed of the flower is the direct cause. The indirect cause is the seed that which exists before that seed is indirect cause, like that. How to, the teaching, the instruction to give up the cause of the cause, you can say, or the indirect cause. Yu chu dang chebe chue pangwa, and to give up the things with the juju, with the 10 causes of unwholesome. So that will be more clear when we come to the explanation. Tangbo, now tangbo, yube yubang wadam barwata. Pardon? Yeah, chupung ngosung. Yube yu? Indirect cause. Yeah. The indirect cause of the evil should be, you know. Evil or unwholesome things should be given up. So this tangbo ni, nyumung ni khuwa mchisung. Nyumung pe, mung pa, marik pe, dang yi chen nam chi, yul chepar chen, by the people, by those who nyumongbe mongba, confused by nyumongba's kleshas, and marikbe dangni chen, and by nature ignorant. Yul khyabar chen phakba namla kurwa deba. Kruvadeva, to speak ill of, yes. And they speak ill of the Pakpa, the realized beings who are Yul Khyaparchan. Who are Yul Khyaparchan means who are extraordinary or superior object, you know? Superior beings, that is. Debatang, Tei Sumbi Chula Nyebar Chabakhaimba. And Nyebar means to despise. And to despise the Dharma taught by him, taught by them, coming about that these people, these beings, you know, coming about that, yes, that which, this, coming about this refers to the Nyeba and Kurva Deva. Rangi Tuptala Shembe, Tawangembe, Cheba, Tenas. Tawangembala Cheba, Tawangembe, Cheba, we have to say. These are Rangi Tupta, one's own philosophical tenate. Rangi Tupta. Their own philosophical tenate. Lam is towards that. Shembe means being attached to. Tawangembe, by the wrong view. Shembe means due to. These are the due to. Due to the attachment. Due to the wrong view which attached. The wrong view of attachment towards their own tupta, philosophical tenet. That means that the Kurva Deva, the hostility, Kurva Deva means what do you call, the meaning is that nyumongbe mongbe maribe dangi chenamji. Due to the attachment to their own philosophical wrong view, due to the wrong view of attachment to one's own philosophical tenet, the one who are confused and by nature ignorant speak ill of the realized being who are extraordinary object, and despise the true Dharma taught by them. Due to that. Pardon?
What is
Nye? Where is Nye? Oh, Nyebarcheba. Nyebarcheba means despised. Despised or... yeah, despised. Hmm. And contempt. Contempt too. Contempt. You say contempt too or...
Huh?
Contempt for. The contempted for, you say? Past tense.
You say I have had
contempt. No, I see. Due to having contempt, you know, contempt for the true Dharma taught by them. Shimatawanga Bacha is because of that, you know. Tena means therefore all sins. Pardon? Pardon? Shenpa means attached. Attachment. Shencha, you know, like. Well, clinging. Shenpa, clinging or attaching. Attached to.
To be attached.
Tupta is philosophical view. Tupta. Philosophical tenet. Philosophical tenet school. Yeah. Yeah. Tenam, therefore, Tupta ngayishin ki tawe rangzung jima chintu chepe. Therefore, by the view that attached or that attached to the bad philosophical tenet, by this view rangjung thima chen du chebe. Rangjung means self-born. Self-born means here, the Rinpoche says, the Tathagata Garba, Deshek Nyingbo, which is self-Buddha, in fact. Thima Chendu Chebe will be polluted, is polluted, yes. Is stained or polluted. Chebe, Shenda Thela Rangi Lo Mijerte. Therefore, Chepes, besides, therefore, Shenda Thela means, to this attachment view, attached view, rang lo mijarte, one should not one should not conjunct or his mind with this kind of wrong view. Means one should not conjunct means, you know, jorwa means to conjunct. One should not stick. One should not stick his mind to such wrong view. Stick is not nice. Literally meaning is stick. To jarwa means to stick, you know. Means to... One should not pollute his mind by such wrong view, you know. Mijarte. Perna, for example, Tima may be Kurzang Chungi Kadok and number Mindawa Yura Runki. Perna, for example, Tima may be Kurzang, a very clean cloth, stainless, without any spot, or a dot on that. Very clean cloth. Kurzang means cloth, Zang means clean. Chungi's bicolor, kado number mindawar into many multicolor, different various kind of color. Yurvar rungki means can be changed. But, kandi khaki uki means but, kyo numji kyo bani tetam mayim bashenu. Cloth soaked in numji kyo ba. The cloth polluted by kyo ba means the cloth soaked in, soaked by oil, which is by oil. Tetam mayim bashen, it's not like that. That means the cloth, stainless cloth, stainless and clean cloth can be changed. The color can be changed into different colors by color. Sun is, you know, sun is also color, Kado is also color. Sun is the substantial color, the material color that you use for the. That, you know, in Tibetan there's a difference. You use only one word for both, don't you? You go to market, then buy the color, and then you dye it, then dye the color, then you dye the clothes. The color on the clothes is kato. The color, the material color. Which one? Chön is noun. The substance. The substance is called chön, and the color is called kato. The substance that brings this, that color, you know? Because the substance may look like yellow, you know. When you put it in the water, it becomes red. That is chön, you know?
Well, what means num is oil?
Num is oil. Num ji khoba means polluted by oil, yeah. Polluted by oil, cannot be changed. The pure, yeah, num ji khoba. The stainless and a very clean cloth can be changed into many various colors by the color, you know. But a cloth stained by oil cannot be changed. The Dhamma, you know, is not like that. Nibbani, Lomeni, Chöbongji, Jesongdez. Tetar tekwa shenpe chuki tatu ingbo, ngebe tenni, chokdo sabjeng penyon chimbodan denba yino. Thus, the tekwa shenpe chuki tatu ingbo, ngebe tenni, tekwa shenpe chuki tatu, the ultimate essence of the Mahayana teaching, that is ngebe ten, that is ultimate truth, ultimate meaning. Thus, the ultimate truth, which is the ultimate essence of the Mahayana teaching, is great beneficial, and which is very deep and very beneficial. Yes. You know, kachik, someone, mimushing, number pongwar gyuwa, chinyamna. However, someone, you know, and they do not aspire for, they do not have faith for, faith in the teaching and give it up. Pongwar gyuwa. Chi nyamna, why it is so? Why? Nyamna means if one wonders. Chi means what, and what means why. One thing, if one wonders, why then someone and give up, do not aspire, and do not wish for the Mahayana teachings, Tewa Chibuchu, and give it up. If one thinks like that, Teni chugi nyeba ma yinki. So then the answer is says, Teni chugi nyeba ma yinki. This is not the fault of the Dhamma. This is not fault of the Dhamma, but ma yinki. Ki again comes between, you know, it brings the opposite statement. Ma yinki kangsa ki nyeba, you know. This is the fault of the persons, not the fault of Dhamma. Shetan bate, thus it explained. Lomin chen and Kamil Chaji, Lobbing Aja Ladens, Tanju Bombi, Dribet as a Tanguy in agent. Rajam Nangi Chubon, yes, right. And Shetan Bates, then it's true you never may in your Kanzaki, never you know, Shetan Bates. Thus it is said, because this is not the commentary on the root text. This is the linking statement. To it is statement which links with the real commentary. Shiva Tende, Teyang Kajigni. The reason now is telling that why the people give up or do not aspire for Mahayana teaching and give it up. if it is so benefit, great beneficial and a profound and ultimate truth, if it is so, then why people give it up? Then this is not fault of the Dharma. This is not the fault of the Dharma, but the fault of the people. Why? Because then it says, Tayang. Tayang is starting point of the starting of the explanation. Or you can say regarding this. Kajik ni samwon, samyutyon la number chubi sharap chungsing. Samyutyon la means concerning the samyutyon. Samyutyon means the meaning, the ultimate meaning of the ultimate truth. Sorry, the meaning of the profound meaning. Lies concerning or towards something like that. Number chuba means to analyze. Number chuba means to analyzing. Analyzing. Sherab means the wisdom. Chungshing means very little. Someone has very little analytical wisdom. For the profound meaning. What the profound meaning though? What preposition should be?
Understand.
To understand, yes. To understand concerning the of, yes, has little analytical wisdom of the profound meaning. And chungsing. Lodre shindo membichetan. And this shows the opposite thing. Lodre shindo membichet. And their lodre, their intellect, what do you call it? Intellect, shindu members is very low. Their intellect means their understanding, their intellectual understanding is very low. Member means very low. Because of this reason, also they give up the Mahayana teaching. Then, Thambi Chupongwar Cheba, Tishindu Jat. Since, because of this, Thambi Chupongwar Cheba, they give up the true Dharma. Tishindu Jarde means in the same, thus, it should apply with every statement. Because of that reason, they give up the true Dharma. Because of this reason, they give up the true Dharma. So they give up the true Dharma, we have to apply everywhere. Kajigni, Yegyu Riksebr Majurbe, Karpu Gebe Chula Mevada number Tabe Chitam. And Kajigni, someone, Yegyu Rigma Sebr Majurbe, because of not being awakened, the developing potentiality which we had, you know, last time, developing potential, majurbe, karbu gebe chula mevatang, number travichir. They are deprived of number travichir. They are deprived of the aspiration for the wholesome Dharma, the positive wholesome Dharma. Because of this reason, they gave up the true Dharma. But due to this, they give up the true Dharma.
What was Magyur?
Pardon? Sebar Magyurba. Rig Sebar. Sebar Gyurba means to be awakened. Sebar Magyurba, not to be awakened. Not being awakened, past tense. That refers to the rig, the potentiality. What kind of potentiality? Yeyur yere. Yeyur yere. Number tabe chetam. Yang yende mayim batang dembala da yende dan deno nyambe. Yende mayim batang dembala da yende dan deno nyamdo. Same king be lobby ngajala tembe chetam. And then yende mayim batang dembala. Although one has not endowed with any qualities and knowledge and quality, etc. Yet, Dala Yundetan, Deno Nyamdo, same king. I am endowed with the qualities, and many qualities. That means I have many qualities. Nyamdo means thinking like that, same king. The mind becomes proud. And loving Ajala Tembe Shetan. Thus, they rely on the wrong proud. The wrong proud. Not the positive proud, but negative proud. Negative pride. So they rely on the, thus they are, they rely on the negative pride and Kengba, And Ngajal is same here. Kengba and Ngajal is same synonyms. Same Kengba and Lop, same Kengba and Ngajal is same synonyms. Thinking that he has in the he has all the good qualities, although he doesn't have. So because of this reason, ignorance also, that he gave up the true Dharma.
They say negative pride. What they classify as positive pride?
Oh, negative pride. Pardon?
What is positive pride?
Positive pride, I think, what did Mujhe say? Yeah. Positive pride is it there. Positive prides are like encouragement, self, you know, confidence. Yeah. Pardon? Yeah, they are pride. Pardon?
You don't say bupo or bapo, what do you have for confidence, for pride?
Pride is there. Because the pride of the true Dharma, in the sense that to think that really it is very lucky, we are lucky. Yeah. In order to encourage oneself.
Pride in one's work.
Yeah, I'm very proud of my work.
So it's
like that. Of course, that also negative. It's also to be given. Yeah. But still, it's encouraging. Encouragement up to some level, you know. That is positive.
This jira is because they rely on their
yeah, so relying on that, because they rely on the loping ajala, you know, the negative pride, thinking that I have got qualities, you know, they know.
So they don't have
qualities. Although they don't have. Yendena Minden Bala means although they don't have qualities. So due to this also, then they say Yenden Mayim Bala Semjin Nojin Sewatam Denba, yes. For example, here Rinpoche says in this context that Semjin Nojin Sewar Cheba means that to harm the beings, you know, to kill. Because of wrong view, you know, some there are many like that. There are many things like that, you know. Positive, negative pride. And Sarab Ngamara, Tambi Chugi, Pongbar, Jubi Legi Diba, Tapshimbe, Never Sakba, Sape, Yang Tabe, Tuna, Dibi, Dangiji, Imbi Chirtang. Then Sarab Ngamara, in previous lifetime, Tambi Chugi, Pongbar, Tambi Chugi, Pongbar, Jubi. Tambi Chuki by the true Dharma, Pongbar Gyurva means deprived of. Yes. Pongbar Gyurva is deprived of, yes. Gyurva, Legi Dipa means the karmic veil. Tsap Chimbo means very heinous. Tsap Chimbo means heinous. You know? What is heinous?
Tsap Chimbo.
Heinous. What is heinous?
Tsap Chimbo.
Really bad, really bad.
Hideous.
Furious.
Tsapchenpo.
Yeah, Tsapchenpo.
Highness.
Highness means?
Tsapchenpo.
Yeah. Highness means very... Highness crime. Ah, same, exactly.
Very
yes, highness, yes. Highness, very violent, very bad, you know. Yes. Yeah, Tsapchenpo. Highness, how do you pronounce it?
Inexplicable.
Highness, yes. The highness nyeba tsapchimbo nyeba. Diba tsapchimbo means very highness karmic whale. Sakbe means highness karmic whale such which, you know, which caused the deprivation of the true Dharma. You know? Which one?
The highness. I don't know definition of highness.
This is really an awesome diction if you really clarify it completely. But it's very bad, but it was, if we
we had a dictionary, we could really check that problem. I forgot to bring
it. I see. In some of the, some may be limitless karma, you know, has been translated as a heinous crime, heinous sin. But I think, in fact, heinous is tsapchambu. Where tsapchir is heinous, not tsemeba. Tsemeba is limitless, you know. Nyevarasakpe, by the accumulation of nyevarasakpa means by the accumulation of the heinous karmic will which caused the deprivation of the true dharma in previous life. Oh, sorry, previous life we have to take first time. Time comes first, you know. Saram Gama in previous life, by the accumulation of the heinous crimes, the heinous karmic will which causes the pongbarjuva, chugi pongbarjuva, deprivation of true dharma. Sabe, because of this, yang takbe thunla, dibe, and then dangyi chen yinbe chen. And someone you have to apply everywhere. Dangyi chen by nature is dibe dangyi chen. By nature they are with the whale which obscure yang takbetan, which obscure the true, the ultimate truth. Due to the accumulation of the heinous karmic will, which caused the deprivation of the true dharma. And due to this also, then they give up the true dharma. Changbe tyongji sungrab chue thamje, yang khajik you have to apply everywhere. Changbe tyongji sungrab chue thamje, dekhona ni ngebe tyong chinji malokbar zimbe chetang. Changbe tyongji sungrab thamje, all the scripture which teaches the Changdun, sungrab ji chue thamje, all the dharma, all the teachings, all the scripture which teaches the Changdun, and holds, you know, zinbe chirme, the holds, dekhonanyi, as the ultimate truth, as the absolute truth, dekhonanyi and ngebetun is synonyms here, the thatness, the ultimate truth, which shows chinji malobar. Yes, chinji malokpa, chinji malokpa, ngedun chinji malokpa, which is not, which is true. Chinji malokpa means, you know, this chinji malokpa, this adverb, this not adverb, it looks like adverb. Chinji malokpa ru is there, ru zinbiche. Chinji malokpa belongs to ngedun and dekhonanyi, you know. The ra belongs to Zimbechir, means they hold the all the teachings, all the scriptures that gives the teaching of Changdun as, now this ra is as, you know, as Tekhonanyi, that is Ngebetun, which is Chinji Malokpa. Tekhonanyi, Ngebetun, Chinji Malokpa. It's all three are same, Zimbechir. So because of this also.
And this key is wrong, isn't it?
Pardon?
Key is wrong. Tamje key.
Tangvi tenji. Sungrab chu tamje ki. Sungrab. Tangvi tenji sungrab. Chu tamje ki te konanyi. Oh, I see. Tangvi tenji sungrab. This goes one, sorry. Chu tamje ki te konanyi. It goes one, another. Tangvi tenji sungrab. Oh, yes. He holds the Changdun Ji Sungrab, the scripture of Changdun, then as you take the Ra, as the Chö Tham Ji Ki Tekhonanyi, as the Tekhonanyi Ngebetun and the Chinji Malokpa of Chö Tham Ji, of all the phenomena. Chö Tham Ji Ki, right? Zimbe Chö Tham. Pardon? It holds like that. Then due to this also, they give up the true Dharma. Sedang then kajik, someone, sedang, kodang, nola soba, nubi yundi, nyeba la lawa chashings. Sedang, kodang, nola soba. Save is food, ko means clothing, nor means wealth, property, etc. And etc. means etc. All the other object of sense. Dubi yundi nyeba la, in all the sense of object. Nyeba means the, you know, Nyepa means this here noun, you know. Achievement. Possession. Nyepa means possession. Nyepa tang kurti la mitawa, you know. Nyepa kurti. Nyepa means achievement, you know. Nyepa means. Nyepa la lakbar chasing. Nyepa la lakbar chasing means the more. Being attached to this, to the nyepa, to the achievement of this sensuous object, a sense object such as se, ko, nor, etc., chashing, and kambe wang du kyuwen. Kambe is a stingy sort of. Kambe is a greedy, yes, greedy. Chashing means being very attached. Kambe means chashing. And kambe. Not like Amba. It's greedy, yes. Greediness, huh? Due to attachment and greediness, for the attainment of this achievement of Yuanten, Dabi Yuanten, Wangdu Kyubi Chetang. Kamba Wangdu Kyubi Chetang. Some are under the influence of all, under the sway of the attachment and attachment and over attachment. Lakpar chakpa means over attachment and kamba. And what I said, kamba? Greediness, yes. Greediness and stinginess for the attainment of the sensuous objects such as se and ko, etc. Due to this reason, also they give up. So, altogether, Rinpoche says that many beings they have. A different cause behind their giving up of the true Dharma. Due to different cause, you know, cause and the condition, they give up the true Dharma. This is obvious, isn't it?
What does it mean to give up the true Dharma? Even without fighting the true Dharma or the...
Because some... For example, some people, you know, they are very rich. For example, they are very rich and they have... And they have very... They are very rich, and then they have adopted the true Dharma, you know, they follow the Dharma. And their houses got burned afterward. You know?
Yes.
Then they lose the faith in the Dharma. They say, oh no, the Dharma brought these things.
So it's only referring to this one.
Because of them, that this is property, you know, here the property caused by them. They think that it is like that. And there are many, many, in fact, it's true, you know, the various causes behind, not only non-Buddhists who comes to the Buddhism, but even for Buddhism, Buddhist people. So everywhere, same, you know.
Whatever. It refers only to people who have already adopted the Dharma, or does it even refer to the people who never adopted the Dharma?
It applies both, you know. Who adopt and who doesn't adopt. Some who doesn't want to adopt due to some reason. Some who give up, who are already down in the Dharma, but give up due to many reasons.
Ah, so it's
yeah. And there are many, still I remember one lady, and he died, her son died, and she was very much attached to her son. And she threw the Buddha statue away, you know, singing that, you didn't protect my son. I will not follow you from tomorrow, today, she said. So the Chöpong wife, she gave up Dharma due to her son's death. And... there are several like that, I saw. Because they don't know Dharma, you know. Meaning is.
Huh? Studied it,
yeah, that's why. That's the whole reason. Because she doesn't know that. So these people also do not know the true Dharma. That's why these cause, you know, these things cause them to give up Dharma.
But they can come back, it doesn't matter.
They can, of course, one can come back. Give up means to lose the faith, mainly, in fact. It's not some object that we give up. Sabadang jashi, sedang kuedang nola soban, debi yundi nyebala, lawa chashin, kambi ondo kubi chirdangs. And jigso tawa la soba, tawang embala chodu ngambrasim ondo kubi chirdangs. And then jigso la tawa la soba, tawang embala chodu ngambrasim ondo kubi. Jigso la tawa la soba. Tawang embala chodu ngambrasim ondo kubi. Under the sway of due to the power of the bad attachment, clinging here is better to say, clinging to tawang embala, clinging to their wrong views. Chokto ngambar simba, here chokto means rapto, you know, rapto ngambar simba. Chokto means not supremely, but very badly. Ngambar simba means attached to their own wrong view, very badly. Wrong view such as Jigsola Tawa La Soba. Jigbe Tsola Tawa. Jigsola Tawa is a, what do you call? Jigsola Tawa, you know? Pumbu Mizangwala, Pumbu Ngal Dato Tawa, Pumbu Mizangwala Tsangwala Tawa, etc., you know? All these board,
The 21.
Yeah, wrong views. The wrong views, the erroneous views regarding the five skandhas as being the self. You know? Jigta. Pardon?
It's
a term. Jigsaw latawa. To view the group of destructive. Group of destructive means the group of things which are subject to destruction, but still we cling to them as something permanent. You know? Mm-hmm. Body is not permanent, but still we cling. Body is subject to destruction, but still we cling to it as a something solid. They like that. Pungbo mezangwala tsangwala zimbata. Dungalwala devala zimbata. Pungbo dungalwala rangsi. The body is by nature is suffering, but still we cling it as a happiness. Then we cling the body sometimes as self, sometimes this, all the consciousness, one by one, we cling to them.
And it refers to everything, not only the body.
Yeah? All the five skandhas, I think.
No, I mean, Chikta could even refer to everything, I mean, war and so on.
No.
Even to destruct too, isn't it?
No, here I think especially refers to the five aggregates that the person has in his life. You know, the five aggregates.
Aggregates.
The five aggregates. The five skandhas, like consciousness, form, you know, form. Tawa ngambala chodo ngambala simbi wangtu kyubes. Due to this also, they give up the true dharma. And jigsola tawa ngambala chodo ngambala kyubes. Then, tambi chue sabhatang. These are the really, everywhere, you know, we can see the. Practically, we find many people like this, especially in India. I remember many people like that. Yes. Tambi chu sabatang. Tambi chu sabatang. Yachebe. Tambi chu sabatang. What's that? Tambi chu sabatang. Then. Did you turn in? What is that? Tambi chu sabatang ya? Oh, it's geva belongs to down there. Oh, I say. Tambi chu sabatang ya cheva nam suin jin jin. Number pongwatang. Then, tambi chu sabatang the vast deep aspect of the true dharma and the vast aspect of the true dharma. Suin jin jin means to. Normally, suin jinba means to. Suin jinba means to make uneasy, you know. To make someone uneasy. Yes, Sun Jiva means to speak ill of, to say the bad qualities, to speak ill of, yes. Normally Sun Jiva means to make feel uneasy, you know, to someone by saying so many things, you know, it's called to make uneasy, you know. Sun Jiva. You can see the dictionary what it says. Sun Jiva, it must be there, Charachandra Das. To make uneasy, yes, Shinjimba. To make uneasy the vast aspect and the true, the profound aspect of the true Dharma. I think here it means that to speak ill of the true Dharma. Shinjinjing. Number pangwada, and to give up that. Digbe chokbo, yuring du tenjing, te wang du kyurbe cheta. Then to associate with the, under the, and to associate with the evil friend, a sinful friend, for a long time, yuring du tenjing. And to become under his influence or overpowered by in by him. Wangdu kyurbe chetang. Tekwa shimbu, tambi chur jimbi shenyi, kiwu tamba tsingi dan demar namja, yuring du singbe chetang. And tekwa shimbu, tambi chur jimbi shenyi, tekwa shimbu means the Mahayana, tambi chur jimbi shenyi, tambi chur jimbi shenyin. Shenyin means the spiritual friend. The spiritual friend, the Mahayana spiritual friend, the spiritual friend who hold the Mahayana teachings. Shenyin, Kiwu Tamba, Shenyin, Kiwu Tamba, a great man. Tsinyidang Denba means, Tsinyidang Denba means endowed with all characteristic. Endowed with all the characteristic, the spiritual friend of Mahayana teachings, Mahayana true teachings, a great man. Endowed with the, all the qualities, endowed with all the characteristic that one, that the, that a spiritual teacher of Mahayana must have. I mean, that means, you know. Namjang, yuring du singbe chedang. Namjang, also, this, even these two, this spiritual friend also, yuring du singbe means to cast away. Yuring du singbe means to cast away. Yuringdu means here. Yuringdu means yang ringdu. In fact, yuringdu means not. Yuringdu means here at distances. Singba means to cast away or to give away. Singba. And then yuringdu sing yun singba yuringdu singba. Then yuringdu singba also it has another meaning also to. To delay, you know, to delay also. Yuring du singba. But Rinpoche says to cast away, to give away, you know. To give away the spiritual friend of Mahayana who is endowed with all the characteristics of a great man. And then due to this also they give up the mind. They become the deprived of. deprived of, yes. Yang tabe chue dang kangsala yi mi che xin. Then, yang tabe chue dang kangsala yi mi che xin. Not believing and not having the faith and the belief and the trust in the yang tabe chue and the yang tabe kangsa. And the right dharma, and true dharma and the true persons. Yi mi che xin. Qinji lo la, qinji lo la gawe. Mewa memba chedang, and mewa memba and having very low view, low aspiration, very inferior aspiration. Memba means inferior, low is very low. Mewa means what you call faith and aspiration. Chinji lola gawe by having a pleasure towards that things. Towards wrong things. China, because of this reason, Tijin Shekhba Da Chomba Namji Thambi Chue Pong Shing, they give up the Tijin Shekhba Da Chomba Namji Thambi Chue, the true Dharma of the Tathagata, the Arhata, are given up. They give up, or they give up. That's a summary, yes. The conclusion. Due to these reasons, the true Dharma of the Tijin Shekhba or the Dachomba, here Tijin Shekhba and Dachomba both refer to the Buddha. Dachomba here, Arhata means Buddha. Pardon? Yimicheba. Yimicheba means not to believe, literally. In colloquial, Yimicheba means not to believe. I don't believe it. You know? I don't believe it. Well, you say, I don't have belief. Pongsing, Kepar to Samu te conan, you don't ban a pong or chemu. Kepar to means particularly, Ket para is para, it's full of wrong misprinting. Ket para, Kepar means particularly Samu te conan. The darkness of the profound darkness means the profound ultimate truth. Tekonani tumba nam. That or those who pongwarche. Samu tekonani tumba nam pongwarche means, and particularly they give up the teaching or the teachers, you can say. Tumba means the teaching and that which teaches or the one who teaches the tekonanyi, the ultimate profound truth, the profound ultimate truth. Cheme teta nayang, however, teta nayang means however. Me means here also means although they give up particularly. Yeah, it's okay. Oh, particularly, they give up that and those who teaches the ultimate truth, the profound one. However, theta nayang rangi nyambi gyuyembe, it is the cause to ruin oneself. Nyambi gyu nyamba means to ruin, right? It's a cause to ruin oneself. Yimbe, therefore the inpes the sa is inpes sa is therefore kheba namki by the wise people. Tedara chawama, you know, should not be done like that. Means, therefore, the wise people, the wise ones, should not do like that. Must not do like that. Niba samyu chu.
Wise, I don't understand really. This mu, the sense of this mu.
Pardon? Oh, I see, mu.
I mean, the word I understand, but I don't know why it's contradicting.
Mu is also. The meaning of the mu, you mean?
Yeah, mu is also
about. Yeah, mu also comes after the verb. It's like. It's also like although, yes. Mu.
Like what?
It's also particle.
Mu is stressing, isn't it? It's like yun and mu.
Not that. Che mu, sinner. Che mu, sinner. Although does.
Although.
You know, pongwar cheta chigre. The same colloquial, you know, we had cheta chigre, drota dugre, tata tigre, like that time. You know. Although, yes.
Wouldn't it be more reasonable to say because they give up the ones who teach them the true Dharma, therefore it's a cause to ruin oneself, not although it's they give it up?
Although they give up, yes.
Although.
Especially they, no, it should be but here, but however, but teta naya means teta naya means although or but, yes, and mu is quite difficult to translate.
Here it says in this dictionary mu part. To be, in an emphatic sense.
Yeah, to be.
Maybe it just emphasizes the verb. Is that possible?
Yeah, it could be, yes. Pongwarche. Although they give up. So then, meaning is pongwarche, pongwarche means pongda pongre. Pongda pongre, like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's emphatic, in fact, yes. Yeah, in colloquial also, pongda pongre is emphatically, yes. Stressing on the word. It's like yes, they gave up, something like that, you know.
More?
Yeah, more something.
More.
In colloquial, it's pongda pongre, cheta chigre, the ta is used, the verb is repeated by using ta in between, like that. Pongwar che means pongda pongre, inayang rangi nyamya gyure, standardi, teta nayang means inayang, taro. However, although, but it is the cause of their own ruins. Therefore, kheba namji thedar mejaon. The wise one should not do like that. Shall we leave here? Yeah, tomorrow he will come. Then he will finish. Then in the afternoon we can, or maybe.
Then probably we have 3 more periods.
Yeah.